A new documentary about a Soviet satellite gaining its freedom in part by singing will debut this weekend in St. Petersburg and Sarasota. The film was called The Singing Revolution, and it documents how, between 1987 and 1991, hundreds of thousands of people in the small northern European nation of Estonia gathered publicly to sing forbidden patriotic national anthems and listen to protest speeches, risking their lives and declaring the need for liberty. The film was produced and directed by the husband and wife team of James and Maureen Castle Tusty. WMNF spoke with Ms. Tusty this morning and asked why they decided to make this film.
Well, my husband does have Estonian heritage. His father was born in Estonia and came to the U.S. When he was 10 years old. So he grew up, you know, certainly aware of what was going on in Estonia, but neither of us, you know, truly knew the extent of what was happening there during this time period in the late 80s and early 90s. So we had the chance to teach a filmmaking course over there, and it was while we were living there teaching, people just started sharing stories of what happened. And, you know, friends would have tears in their eyes as they spoke about these different events and the feeling of being there. So we started to look into it more, and we'd look at each other and say, you know, how is it we had never heard of this? And so we'd come back to the U.S., and no one here had heard of it. And so we finally decided to take this on and share this story beyond the Baltic countries.
And indeed, in fact, I would dare say that a lot of Americans don't know a whole lot about Estonia, and they get a little bit of a history lesson in the beginning of your film in terms of the occupation, well, first under Hitler and then under the Russians. And that was a pretty major thing in terms of them becoming a Soviet satellite during World War II up until, I guess, what, 1991 or so?
1991 is when they finally regained their independence, so it was over 50 years of occupation. And no, it's a brutal history early on, and we do have to give people some background because, absolutely, the average person doesn't know Estonia. The total population is 1.4 million people, so it is one of the smallest nations in the world, and you simply haven't heard of it in the day-to-day press. But the role they played in the collapse of the Soviet Union was huge, all three Baltic countries. So it's really quite remarkable. We've often called it's David beating Goliath without even a slingshot.
As part of the resistance movement in Estonia, you had a group they called themselves the Forest Brothers.
Soviets came back in at the end of World War II, reoccupied the country again, and so several men and women went to the forest and created a resistance movement. And those were people. It was a guerrilla movement trying to you know, protect the country, trying to regain their independence. But it was also, at that time, the Soviet policy was a policy of mass deportation. And how they gained control when they came into a country was get rid of anyone who might make trouble. That's a teacher, a successful farmer, a small business owner, anyone with the slightest education, get them out of the country. So people were fleeing. People were being deported. People were being executed. The country was decimated. But a small band called the Forest Brothers went to the forest and resisted. So those were men and women who were resisting, but also men and women who knew their names were on the list. And so this was the only option they had. It was either, I know I'm going to be put on a train to Siberia, or I'm going to go to the forest and resist.
We're speaking with Maureen Castle Tusty. She's the co-producer and co-director of the documentary The Singing Revolution, which will be screening this weekend in Sarasota at the Burns Cinema. Your name of your film is The Singing Revolution. Is that what the movement that happened in the late 80s? Did the Estonian people themselves call it that?
They did. It was certainly a step-by-step process, and it grew over time. And part of the trademark of this revolution was huge mass demonstrations where hundreds of thousands of people would show up in fields and sing illegal Estonian songs and national songs and old folk songs and even new songs that had been written just talking about Estonian independence and freedom. And it started out very small, and really as Gorbachev came in and tried to revamp the Soviet Union, he opened up free speech in a controlled way, but the Estonians saw this as an amazing opportunity to just run with it, and they took it to an extent that he never expected. And part of that was people would start speaking out at these demonstrations, and hundreds of thousands of people would end up gravitating to these events, and they would just grow and grow. And so they ended up nicknaming it themselves the Singing Revolution.
And, of course, there are other acts of, I guess you could call it subversion, including this unbroken chain of over a million Estonians, Latvians, and Lithuanians. Tell us more about that.
the Baltic Chain. It was a demonstration on the anniversary of the Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact, which is the secret pact between Hitler and Stalin, which started all of this, the occupations at this time. So on the 50th anniversary, the Soviet Union was still not even acknowledging that that pact existed, so they wanted to do something big to draw attention to it. So literally a million people hand-to-hand from Tallinn, Estonia, to Vilnius in Lithuania, standing out in a chain and very often singing, and the groups would sing throughout all three countries.
Your film, obviously, it's kind of, as you mentioned earlier, kind of a David defeating Goliath type of parable. It's very real. It really happened, and it's important for people to see that and know that.
Well, you know, there was a certain aspect of what happened in Estonia. It was the perfect storm of so many events kind of happening, and the Estonian people, you know, taking advantage of it at just the right time, and there was a lot of fortune involved in it. But that being said, you know, it is an incredulous story, but they were able to defeat a very violent occupation, an occupation that started, you know, with very horrific stories and events happening, and yet they were able to maintain this sense of, you know, we even no matter how tiny we are, we can have power, and they took advantage of it the moment the opportunity came. And it is a textbook in a way of what do you do? You know, what is the first step? What do you do next? What do you do after that? And that's kind of how we explored the film of, you know, well, what happened after this event? Well, then what did you do next? And how did it end? And so it's an amazing story, and certainly it'd be wonderful if others could take a look at it, because there's a certain there is an incredulous aspect to it of, well, you know, did singing really play a role in this? And absolutely it did, and it's only because of the size of the nation that you really haven't heard about it.